Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Vogon and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country or from road racing to triathlon. And today I'm talking to none other than Joe Barnes. The former EWS racer just released the news that he built a new team around himself and his friend Fergus. We talk about trail riding in Scotland and his plans for 2022. Hey Joe,
okay.
Thanks a lot for your time to do the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
Toby. I am just currently upstairs room in my house in Fort William, Scotland, just at home. Just chilling out.
So a few days ago, you've released a new video and a press release where you introduced your new team, which you do with your colleague Fergus.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Please tell me, what has changed from the previous years?
I dropped the news just at the start of the year about changing frame sponsor, which does feel like a big change because obviously you get very connected and attached to the brands you ride for and work for.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty big change, switching from Orange Bikes to Hope.
Yeah.
Hope Technology, Hope Barn Allswick, which is predominantly a component manufacturer for brakes and wheels and cranks and all sorts. But they just love a project, basically. And so they started making their own frame sets in-house.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exciting. So I wanted to jump on board. And that's the news I just dropped. So, yeah. Team-wise, not much has changed not too much, but... Obviously, new projects, everything you try and mix up every time, but predominantly different bike.
Yeah. So, but you know already the people from Hope since ages, right?
Yeah.
It feels like you're connected to this brand for forever. I know when we first met in Ore a couple of years ago, you already a relationship with Hope.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, that was a good while ago when I rode on Orange then, but before Hope made frames, I always had the Green Hope parts on my bike. And then when I started Hazard Racing 3 years ago, they were one of the first people to back it then for the components. So, yeah, had a great relationship with them. Yeah. They're a really good company.
That sounds really good. In the last 2 years, you haven't been able to travel as much as you used to. And as a former EWS racer, you were used to be on the road almost the whole year since you're living so far north and the most of the races are in Central Europe. How did you manage the change to stay more at home, and do you like it, or do you miss traveling?
It was an enforced change, wasn't it, for everyone? So you sort of mentally approach it differently, but it worked out really well for me, to be honest. I was doing a bit less traveling because I've got a kid at home and quite like the home life. I've done quite a lot of traveling, so there's basically parts of Scotland which I've never ridden, which I find really quite upsetting. So I suppose you could say traveling just as much, but more just 2 hours in the van rather than a 8 hour plane journey. So seeing loads of stuff and really enjoying it, so I dealt with it very well. It's been actually pretty cool being out and about and seeing some really good places. Trail building in trail networks are just developing hugely.
Mm-hmm.
So just ride some of this stuff. Brilliant.
So have you just explored more of Scotland, or have you even traveled down to Wales and England for riding and discovering your your home country a little bit more in these 2 years?
Yeah, I've not actually, no. I'm just getting started. You'd have thought I would, but yeah, still exploring. So no, I've not ridden Wales. Obviously see so much content and have friends down there. And just Wales does just look incredible. But still yet to ride some of these new places myself. Did a little bit of racing last year in England. So went down to the very southwest coast of England, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
I gained some great trail networks down there, and well worth a 12-hour drive, that one. But it was a good, yes, that was great. So yeah, mostly still sticking to Northern Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
But this year coming, I'm going to race the British Enduro Series.
Okay.
And that's sort of like my excuse to venture a bit more into the rest of Britain.
Yeah.
Try and tag on some long weekends and
yeah,
get some riding done outside the race.
So I have the feeling that mountain biking in Scotland has been raised to another level the past 2 years. I mean, there has always been a lot of trails and a lot of people who building trails, but in the last 2 years it feels crazy. I mean, everywhere is there popping up new trails. Does it only look like that from the outside, or has it really changed and developed so much in the last years?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. I think that sort of lockdown building craze was definitely a thing. Everyone at home and everyone building trails. So I think it's been done pretty well. It sort of coincided with a whole new set of like trail associations and mm-hmm. local committees. So I think although the trail networks have all expanded massively, it's been done pretty sensitively. And yeah, it's just all kind of grown. Yeah, like you say, in the last 2 years. And all pretty much hand dug, natural as they can be, trails in the woods. So
yeah,
all the exact type of riding that kind of you want to see happening and you want to be involved with. And yeah, mostly done alongside trail associations. So yeah, I think the whole scene as a whole is just coming along very nicely.
Yeah. So that means most of the trails are more or less legal these days, or are they still super legal? And
yeah, pretty much. No, I'd say mostly worked alongside yeah. landowners or like the Forestry Commission. And,
that's
it's great.
Yeah, really good news. I mean, I'm like,
because the old sneaky, yeah, you're gonna have to come over. Yeah, the old sort of sneaky trails where you try and keep them a bit secret and
yeah.
ride them just with a small group. It's like, I'm sure some people like doing that, but yeah, the vast majority and people, because it's less of a need to do that, people are just sort of opening them up and being like, yeah, this is a new one, get out there, ride it, then we'll change it. And yeah, so you need to come over.
So that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're really well known for your Dudes of Hazard YouTube videos, where you're always riding these super twisty, loamy, steep trails. are these trails are part of the legal trail association stuff, or do you build them for the video and just for yourself?
No, they're all part of the trail association stuff. So we've got like our local woodland, which, yeah, I'm not head of the committee by any means, but they liaise with forestry and make sure the track's got the right drainage and run correctly, and there's no sketchy wooden jumps, and you know, just do the sensible things right and keep everyone happy. And yeah, these tracks that you talk about, they've actually started to be there for a long time now, so they're properly part of the furniture. They're luge runs now.
So it's for me it's a typical Scottish riding. I mean, I really love this type of trails, super twisty, and it looks so incredible when you and your friends really going for it on the trail. So I really love to watch these videos.
That's good. Yeah. The soft grain sort of adds to it. It's all a lot of mud around.
So these days you're not only alone on the trails. You have a little child who's also starting to be really good on the bike, even if the bike has no pedals. But how is it for you? Are you sometimes scared that oh man, this little kid has the same genes than I have, and that will be tricky in some years.
I suppose so. He's pretty sensible, which is quite surprising. I don't know. I just like seeing him out on the bike and riding. I like trying to let him do his own. I don't ride the sort of on bike things or the trailers too much. Just try and get him on his little bike and keep it in the car park if we need to, or go up the little tracks right beside in the woods. And I just love seeing him out and about on it. So it's good. He's got like a really, one of the first things I did was put on like a really good brake on his bike. That and like nice and close to the bar and works well. So I think, and he got used to that pretty much instantly. So I think that's like, a lot of kids who just sort of head off down the hill with either a terrible brake or no brake.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, oh, that's not ideal. So I'm pretty,
I mean, I think kids' bikes getting better and better every year, but there's still so much to do, and especially when you see videos like you did with your little child. I mean, little kids going for it. They really, really need a proper bike from the early ages.
Definitely. It seems that way. I think you can have a rigid bike. You don't need suspension, but as long as everything else functions really well, then they can properly make the most of it.
It looks so really really funny and really cute. So after so many years of EWS racing, you're decided to not really race internationally anymore. But what is with nationally? So you're still competitive and you still want to race, or you're done with it?
No. Yeah, I love racing. It was just the sort of travel and all-in aspect to a World Series, which was just, it just wasn't going to fit in. I mean, it happened with coronavirus, but it was also like, the year before 2019, I'd done like half the World Series, and I find it quite hard to do half of it. It's sort of like an all or nothing thing, I thought. And then last year we did the British League, and the Scottish League kind of took a bit more time to come back from coronavirus. I didn't rush back, but that's coming back this year. So that's like, I love doing that. So yeah, it's actually, you start putting together a pretty big calendar if you're not careful. So got loads coming up this year. I'm really looking forward to it. Just different challenge, but basically the same sport. UK Enduro, slightly different to World Enduro, and how you prepare and how you set your bike up, but it's really good. But and especially like this year, having like I've done some testing on the new bike and sort of got me pretty excited, so I need to do that justice.
So that means you will race Scottish Enduro Series and British Enduro Series this year. So you're not coming over to Europe this year.
That's not the plan for racing. But I mean, it's if something comes up that looks really cool, then certainly head over and give it a shot. But putting the backbone of the year is within the UK.
So slowly, I have the feeling that everything has calmed down a little bit, and everything opens up again, and it looks like racing is happening again, and you have the full series. Do you have any bigger travel this year in mind, or do you stay in the UK?
Nothing planned at the moment. just Yeah, like you say, keep it flexible. But yeah, writing for a UK company who's pretty not focused on world travel or getting about too much, sort of suits where I'm at. And yeah, no rush. I mean, I'd love to go to some sunny spots at some point.
Yeah.
But I also don't mind either. So, yeah. Nothing too much planned, Toby.
Okay. So new frame sponsor, more racing this year. What are your goals for 2022?
Well, racing wise, I suppose just win, which is should be achievable. Without sounding too funny, it should. Yeah. So that's sort of where I've been aiming for a while, and in British races, kind of get the race win tally up. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I've got a video project with Tommy Wilkinson that we're doing in May, and he was just up the last 2 days before this phone call, and we were just scoping out loads of places and getting a good chat about all loads of ideas, and yeah, so that's something I'm really excited about, because just mixes up where I'm at with videos, because I've always made them myself and self-filmed and produced, but coming in with Tommy, it's like a new dynamic and just a bit of excitement there. So that's going to be a fun one to sort of put a lot into.
Will it be a super serious video, or will it be still have this Dudes of Hazard touch, like the funny,
funny
side of? Operating.
No, I definitely won't be too serious. I don't think that's possible. No, I mean, Tommy, we both appreciate the same things, so yeah, it'll be plenty silly.
So in all the years of racing, and even in the years before racing, when you've done almost world travel with the sailing boat, you've seen so many countries and experienced so many different landscapes and even ridden so many trails. But is there still something on a list where you really want to go in the next years?
Not massively, no. I do love traveling, but it's not like a have to do thing.
Yeah.
For me, it was always about, the racing it was cool. I'd love to I'd love to hit the classics again, like New Zealand or Canada.
Yeah.
So nothing too exotic. Been to a few exotic places in my time, but just from a biking perspective, these like properly incredible places to ride. That'll be on the list, definitely. So, I don't know. I think New Zealand's probably one of the last places to open up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure quite how likely that'll be, but that would be... I'd love to get back there.
Yeah. So, that sounds like a plan.
That's where I'd like to go. Yeah, exactly. And it'd be pretty good just to go for a little bit longer instead of like going away for a trip and just go for a bit longer and take the family. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but no rush. So, we'll let things settle down.
So what are you looking forward to the most in this upcoming season?
Ooh.
It's always hard to decide, I know.
Yeah, this time of year. By this time of year, I suppose I'm thinking about racing a bit, because I'm putting in a pre-season training and sort of, got some focus on that, so... Just looking forward to getting between the tape. That'll be really good, and I love some of the venues. First race of the year is even Fort William for me.
Okay,
so that's sort of like a bit.
Yeah,
done that a few times now, and home race. That'll be a bit of fun. So yeah, a bit of excitement on that. That just it's the type of thing where when you think about it, you get a bit excited. So that's ideal. And
but that means the pressure is on. On the very first race, I mean...
Yeah, exactly, I know. That's not good, but...
The people are expecting you to win on your home trails.
Yeah. So we'll see if I can do it. But so that'll be good. That's like, yeah, looking forward to just, I suppose, first race and getting that done. And yeah, films. That's what occupies my mind most of the time. It's film ideas and then trying to put film ideas into film.
Yeah.
So got a lot of ideas at the moment and just sort of figuring out how I can put them into film. And yeah, and that's like the process of going from one to the other. I love doing so.
Yeah.
It's all just, yeah, combining both those things and trying not to forget about anything that's along the way. So yeah, nothing too particular, but.
Yeah, but that sounds like a really good plan for this season. And yeah, I really wish you all the best for the season and a good start with a new company and a good start on your first first race this season.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've set it up with a new team and frame and kind of a few more connections. Yeah,
so that's great. So thanks a lot for your time.
Okay.
I wish you all the best for the season. Hope we see you this season.
Yeah, thanks
again.
A lot, Toby.
And
we'll catch up at some point in the future and let you know how it's all gone.
Yeah, definitely. So, thanks a lot, and talk soon. Bye bye.
Yeah, cheers. Bye bye. Bye.